Welcome to IRG's Health Talk. I'm Tom Hutler, along with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of IRG Physical and Hand Therapy. And our guest, Dr. Chad Marion, orthopedic surgeon from Pacific Medical Centers.
Dr. Marion, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, you have an interest in sports, and particularly orthopedic surgery and sports rehab. But tell us about your background and your interest in sports medicine.
So I did my residency in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we helped take care of the Carolina Panthers. Got a taste for professional athletics, and it was really quite interesting and fun to take care of those guys. Ended up doing my fellowship then in New York City for Columbia, where I did a shoulder and elbow fellowship and had some exposure in taking care of the New York Yankees, which was also spectacular, and have really just had a passion for sports injuries, especially shoulder and elbow.
Interesting. So when you talk about a fellowship, because we've been talking to a lot of physicians, and it seems like a real common thing that orthopedic surgeons particularly go for fellowship. Tell us again about a fellowship and what that experience, I mean, basically your focus is really in that area of shoulder and elbows then, right?
Correct. A fellowship is that after you're done with your training, you could leave and be a general orthopedic surgeon and take care of knee replacements or carpal tunnel. You kind of decided to focus on one area of orthopedics. And for me, that was sports injuries and shoulder and elbow. Could also be joint reconstruction or tumors. But for that 12 months, you're just deep in to just those injuries with typically some of the best specialists in the country, if not the world.
Sounds like great experience. And we all know, and you and I particularly both know, the elbow is this complicated joint. And today, because we're starting baseball season and it's upon us, we want to talk about the elbow and kind of the problems at the elbow. But before we do, tell us about the anatomy of the elbow and kind of what makes it so complicated.
So the elbow has three bones that articulate or come together there. The upper bone, your humerus, the ulna, the main other bone at the elbow, and then the radius, which is on the outside. And there's a lot of stability that comes from the articulation or how those fit together. To aid in that, there are ligaments which span from bone to bone, and during motion, they help hold those bones together. This is also, on top of that, the muscles, which also cross the joint. And as they do that and you have tension or contract there, it'll also aid in the stability of your elbow during throwing motions, pushing motions, etc.
And it's kind of a complicated joint from a movement standpoint because we know that it basically, what we call flexes and extends, but it has this ability to pronate and supinate. So it's kind of a high-functioning joint and complicated from a mechanical standpoint. Tell us about how those bones move.
Correct. It's still primarily a hinge joint where there's flexion extension, and that's between the upper bone, the humerus, and the lower bone, the ulna. However, between the lower two bones, or your forearm bones, the radius and the ulna, there is the ability to twist, like if you're going to shake somebody's hand or open a jar, twist with your palm up or your palm down. And that is primarily between the two bones in the forearm, which with injury can cause decreased grip strength, harder time twisting or pushing or throwing a baseball.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about throwing and some other type of injuries. And this is great timing on your part, by the way, because we all just saw our Seahawks come out of the Super Bowl and a tough loss for us. But one of the defensive backs, we all know Richard Sherman, and the talk was that he hurt his elbow in the previous game. And tell us about that injury, because I think that was his ulnar collateral ligament. I thought I heard that, where he was set up for what we would ultimately call the Tommy John surgery. But let's back up, and what do you think he hurt, and what happens when someone has or needs a Tommy John surgery?
So it looked like Richard Sherman had his arm hyperextended and then an outward force, or what we call a valgus force, applied when he came down on another player's helmet. And with a forced motion of the elbow, you put strain on that ligament, and that ligament with the stretch, like anything, can partly give or completely give. And I think during that blow to the helmet, he felt that pop or that pain, which instantly you start to guard your elbow and hold it. More commonly come baseball season here, just throwing a baseball, there's a lot of force that goes across your elbow. In doing that, that ligament trying to help your elbow from not coming apart, especially with the weight of a baseball, one throw or multiple throws can start to put a stress on that ligament, and at some point it could partially tear or completely rupture.
Okay, so again, there's two types of injuries or potential mechanisms of injury, which is a traumatic injury like Richard Sherman experienced, and then you're talking about throwing, which is overuse, too much, too soon, too fast, a lot of times in the baseball and that side of the business then, right?
That is correct. Typically a repetitive injury. So this is why we have the pitch count, typically trying to protect baseball players' elbows primarily, also shoulder. But after so much stress, and each pitch has a tremendous amount of stress across your elbow, at some point it starts to weaken and you lose some of the fatigue from your muscles. Too much stress goes on the ligament gets injured, pops, tears, and you're out for the season.
Tell our listeners, because ligament tissue has kind of an interesting makeup. I mean, basically, you talk about tearing it, but you can also stretch it, and that tissue doesn't recoil or go back to where it used to, or it's normally kind of has the tightness, because you stretch it out, it doesn't recoil, so then you have a hypermobile joint. Is that the case in this ligament situation?
Yeah, so the ligament is primarily made up of collagen, but it is almost like a rope where you can stretch it, and it can be getting more elastic, but then during a healing process, it can start to heal itself, but it could also heal somewhat with some elasticity that you don't desire, you know, to your elbow. And so with the injury to that, it just depends on how much it was torn, and it can completely be severed. Those are the ones that typically don't have the ability to rehab. You're normally going to look at surgery, and it can sever or pull off of a bone. It also can tear within the substance of it in the middle of it.
Okay, so let's talk about some signs and symptoms. So if I was a baseball player and had one of these repetitive or overuse type injuries to my ulnar collateral ligament, what would I experience?
It would be medial-sided or inner-sided elbow pain, primarily with acceleration or when you're first starting to throw that ball. And it just could be an ache, or if it ruptures at one time, you might actually hear or feel a pop as it actually gives way. But normally, as you're doing more, it's just a pain on the inner aspect of your elbow.
Okay, and so if they present in your office with these complaints, tell me what your process is.
Basically, we're just trying to stabilize clinically, do a clinical exam, stabilize the elbow, and try to put a outer or valgus stress to it during motion. During that clinical exam, same that you would typically be doing throwing, if there's pain elicited or increased elasticity or movement, and you compare it to the other arm, you have a high thought process that is probably an injury to the ulnar collateral ligament.
A lot of patients often ask, you know, frequently I hear, you know, I went to see my doctor, but they looked at my joint or whatever they were examining, but they didn't order an MRI. There's certain times where your clinical expertise is going to, you're going to say, I need to get an MRI. Is that how you really identify if this ligament's completely torn, is with some type of diagnostic testing?
Correct. Just within the clinic, if you're first time there, you can compare, you can put a stress to the elbow and look for gapping across those bones. That would be helpful. But the most diagnostic test would be an MRI scan. And typically with an injection of some dye into the elbow joint, that dye goes into all the little nooks and crannies. And if there's a partial tear, you'll be able to pick that up very well with the dye inside the elbow. If it's a complete tear, you typically don't need it. But for these partial tears, which as a player, you're hoping for a partial tear, it is very sensitive at picking up those smaller tears.
So then we've diagnosed either a complete tear or partial tear. What are our treatment options?
It comes down to your athlete. So throwing athletes will definitely be different than football players, especially if they're not throwing. Dominant arm versus non-dominant arm. If it's your non-dominant arm, you can accept a lot less stability probably to that elbow if you're not going to be putting stress on it. So for partial tears, pretty much everybody will try to non-operative just treatment. Shut the elbow down, let it heal, like a Charlie horse or pulled a muscle, it'll heal over some time. Protect it from that stress that's going to try to stretch out that ligament more. And then after a couple weeks, start working on the muscles that can help aid the stability of that arm. And as you progress over 6 weeks, 8 weeks, get into more of plyometrics and hopefully return to function at 4 to 6 months.
And those complete tears?
The complete tears in a thrower are pretty much always going to be a reconstruction, which is where you would replace that ligament with a new ligament if you want to function at the high level that you did before. If you're willing to retire and not really throw anymore, you can probably let it be, since it won't lead to ultimate elbow dislocations or instability, just pain if you're throwing a ball.
And the best choice of surgery is still the Tommy John surgery.
Yes. And Tommy John surgery, just the generic term for a reconstruction or replacing that ligament between the humerus and the ulna. There are several different techniques, which I won't get into, but Tommy John is the reconstruction of that ligament.
And Tommy John, just so people know, I mean, this is interesting because Tommy John was the athlete that first had the surgery. The surgery was not done by a guy named Tommy John, right?
This is correct. This is the Major League Baseball player that was the first person to successfully have the surgery.
And it's a pretty successful surgery. Obviously, as a surgeon and a physical therapist myself, is the last thing you want your patients to have to go through is a surgery. But if you have to have a surgery, there's a lot of players, particularly throwers, that return to pretty normal activity.
That is correct. Most recent reports show greater than 80% return to sport at the same level, if not higher level, than you were before.
Okay, there you go. Everything you want to know about the elbow. Well, the inside of the elbow. We have to have you back and talk about the outside of the elbow, but good information. If someone or one of our listeners wanted to get a hold of you regarding elbow pain or shoulder problems, how'd they get a hold of you?
You can call me at 206-505-1300 or go online to pacificmedicalcenters.org.
Thank you.
If you would like more information on this topic, as well as how to contact Dr. Chad Marion, orthopedic surgeon from Pacific Medical Centers, go to pacificmedicalcenters.org or go to irgpt.com and click on the Health Experts tab.